Nolte, DC Chief James Gunn reduced to whining over criticism. By John Nolte on December 20, 2022. James Gunn and Peter Safran have been put in charge of resurrecting the door-nailed-dead DC brand. And now Gunn's whining like an 11-year-old girl about the criticism. In a 5-tweet crybaby released Monday, Gunn had quite the meltdown. Here are the highlights from the first 3 tweets, emphasis mine. One of the things Peter and I were aware of when we took the job as heads of DC Studios was a certain minority of people online that could be, well, uproarious and unkind, to say the least. Our choices for the DCU are based upon what we believe is best for the story and best for the DC characters who have been around for nearly 85 years. Perhaps these choices are great, perhaps not, but they are made with sincere hearts and integrity and always with the story in mind. No one loves to be harassed or called names, but, to be frank, we've been through significantly worse. Disrespectful outcry will never, ever affect our actions. Be a bigger baby. This is the guy in charge of DC Studios? This snowflake is gonna break the heads necessary to salvage the DC universe even as moviegoers tire of the superhero movies and really tire of DC superheroes? And let's not forget that Gunn has been one of the most obnoxious, nasty, fascist, and just plain sicko freaks on the Twitterists. You want to know what's worse than a millennial? A Gen Xer like Gunn, B, 1966, behaving like a millennial. If it was me, and I'm just saying. Even if the criticism did hurt me, I wouldn't let anyone know. You want to know why? Because I'm a man, not a girl. I have some self-respect. When I cry, it's alone in the bathroom with the lights off and Air Supply's Greatest Hits, not in front of the whole world. And what did Gunn expect? He fires Henry Cavill as Superman, the one guy in the DC universe everyone still likes. He says he's going for a younger Superman. Brilliant. Another Superman origin story. Can't wait for that. Now it sounds like Gal Gadot is out as Wonder Woman. That's nuts. I'm glad Wonder Woman and Woman 1984 director Patty Jenkins is out. She sucks. But Gadot is perfect as Wonder Woman, and I'm big enough to say that even though she refuses to return my calls. So, I guess that leaves us with what exactly? 5 more years of sucky origin stories? Gunn can say Twitter does not influence him, but here he is reacting to it. Just like the rest of the entertainment industry and the news media, and it's been a disaster for both. Twitter is not real life, Twitter is the road to ruin. Put away your phone. Put your head down. Focus on your story. Focus on your characters. Focus on thrilling the customers. Forget about appeasing those who we will never be appeased with in inbox checking, ahem Suicide Squad flopperoo ahem. Be a showman. Respect your audience. And have enough respect for yourself to stop whining on Twitter. No one wants to hear about your artistic integrity or your thoughts on disrespectful outcries. Focus on the work. If you have any questions about how to do that, give Tom Cruise a call. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.